If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
We are like jars of clay, not valuable or powerful in and of ourselves, but if we have the glory of Christ reflected into us, we have, like the sun heating and energizing the earth, the light and power of God reflected in us.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry, my friends. Summer is such a great time. I love all the seasons, so you might hear me praise spring, fall, and winter similarly, but on its own, summer, with its long days and clear skies for the most part, time at the lake or beach or just grilling in the backyard is just a lot of fun. Even if it's just enjoying a lemonade or iced tea or homemade ice cream while sitting in the shade of an oak tree, maybe on a wooden swing. It's pretty relaxing, isn't it? Growing up, summer was also church camp and family get-togethers and vacations. It was vacation Bible school. But let's admit it, summer was and is sometimes awfully hot. Sometimes it was so hot you didn't want to go outside, and even sleeping was difficult without air conditioning, like I grew up with just a fan blowing on you and the windows wide open. It is the sun that during the seasons that God provided, as it says in Genesis 1, that provides the light and heat that we so enjoy and sometimes endure. The Lord God made the sun, and in its gaseous makeup, it provides light and heat way beyond its edges. Its light gives the earth light, but its light also reflects off the moon to also give the earth light in the darkness of night. Well, today on Wings of the Morning, and you're going to have to put up with me, I have a little bit of hoarseness today, but we're going to talk about another light that causes a reflection. But right now, listen to the group GLAD as they remind us of the glory of God, for from Him and through Him.
Oh, how great are the riches, infinite wisdom of God, source of every life and every thought. And oh, how great is the knowledge that lies behind all that's revealed. Who can fathom the mysteries God has concealed? And what can we
from Him and through Him and to Him.
in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4, it says, "And we with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, we being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." And then further down in chapter 4, Paul says, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out in darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Wow, that's a lot, but it's so important. And do you right away see the overall basic metaphor and message here? The glory of God, which was fully expressed in Jesus Christ, acts as the only source of glory or light in a world darkened by sin and evil. And it, he, that is, reflects that light, that glory, in and through us. Without that reflection, the glory of God through Jesus Christ, we would be like the earth and moon with no sun, full of darkness. And let's say it right here, as it says in John 8:12, "I, that is Jesus, am the light of the world." So let me work a little backwards in this passage. It ends with that phrase, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." What treasure? Well, this glory of God, this all-surpassing power. We are like jars of clay, my friend, not valuable or powerful in and of ourselves. But if we have the glory of Christ reflected into us, we have, like the sun heating and energizing the earth, the light and power of God reflected into us. Again, wow, we are fallible and mortal, and yet he chooses to be in us and use us. But how? How? Well, this glory of God, the glory which is in the Father God, shining through God the Son and spread abroad through the Spirit of God, is the light of the world. The world is not only dark with sin and evil, but is so because humans, we, love sin and doing evil. In fact, this passage tells us that the God of this age, Satan, blinds people so they can't see the light. People put cover over their faces, covers of man-made religion, and covers of enjoyment of sinful pleasures to hide themselves from the glory. But because he, Jesus, is the light, he says that we, who reflect his glory, his righteousness, his love, his goodness, are light that shine in the darkness to all the world. Yet, we are so imperfect at this task. And aren't we just jars of clay? Yes, but see what he says. He says, "Our unveiled faces," that is, faces that now allow the glory of God in Christ in, "reflect the glories of the Lord, not only like the moon to the earth, but like mirrors and other objects on earth, soaking up and distributing the heat and light of the sun. We are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory." In other words, even more than the sun to the earth, those that open their lives to the glory of God in Christ have the sin and rebellion which once filled them and filled us and determined our actions cleansed out, and they are transformed. We are transformed to be more and more like Christ, filled with his love and holy in our lives and deeds. Light chases out darkness. God's glory chases our sin and rebellion out as well. As we open up more and more our lives to God in Christ through the Holy Spirit, He controls our thoughts, our words, our actions, our future, our loves, our hates, every part of who we are and are going to be. We will always be jars of clay until Christ comes again to take us to heaven, where we will have a new body, a glorified body, mind and spirit. But right now, we can be transformed to no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us. My friend, do you want to reflect His light and glory? You must start by opening your heart and life to Him, His glory and light. You ask through prayer and turning away from darkness and sin. So, why don't you pray this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, I am, what you say, full of sin. I need you to forgive me. I turn away with your help from that life and ask you to cleanse me from all my sin. Be my Savior. Rule my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663, or write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.